To help balance next school year's budget, Ann Arbor Public Schools will charge most students $100 per semester if they opt to take a seventh class. The American Civil Liberties Union of Michigan has contacted the district, asking them to drop the fee because they believe it's illegal and will create a two-tiered educational system. Carrie Moss is the ACLU of Michigan's executive director. Moss says the plan violates the portion of Michigan's constitution guaranteeing free public education.
There has been some litigation that has permitted school districts to charge for extracurricular activities, but what we see the Ann Arbor school system trying to do right now is move to what they call a tuition-based system, which is blatantly illegal, bad policy, and sets up a two-tiered system between more affluent children and children without the same resources.
Moss says they hope discussions with the district can settle the matter before a lawsuit would need to be filed. Ann Arbor School Board members anticipated the new program would be challenged. In fact, Board Member Glenn Melson says that's part of the reason they opted to only charge students $100 per semester next year.
While I believe wholeheartedly, or I wouldn't have voted for it, that it is legal, I'm sure it will be challenged, and it will be better to be doing that with the small-scale program where we know the risks are relatively small.
Nelson says saving seventh hour with fees is a better option than eliminating them totally. The fee will be waived for credit recovery classes, online classes, and students who receive free or reduced lunch or have other financial challenges. Andrew Cluley, WEMU News.